If life is challenging for Mo in Germany, imagine what it's like for the tens of thousands of African immigrants who don't have a solid job when they go to Europe. In other words, the vast majority of migrants. In the past week, not one, but two tragic stories of rickety boats making the risky journey from North Africa across the Mediterranean to Europe. One last week, if the details that are now emerging are accurate, will be the worst such shipwreck in decades. It involves human traffickers ramming a boat filled with migrants. As many as 500 of them have died. Another one this weekend, 250 dead, as their boat sunk off the coast of Libya. Activists are saying the problem is out of control and that few governments are taking the problem seriously enough. A fresh voice in that activism is actually not a young man. Tony Allen is 74, now living in Paris. He's a Nigerian musician, the former drummer for the late band leader Fela Kuti, and his new recording, Film of Life, has several songs that deal with these frequent migration tragedies.
Don't take the boat journey, my brothers. Don't take the boat journey, my sisters.
Running away from misery, running away from misery, running away from misery, and you can find yourself in a double misery.
Tony Allen has been touring the U.S. with the ensemble The Chicago Afrobeat Project. This past weekend, I caught up with him to talk about the risks of leaving Africa on these small boats for an elusive, brighter future, as that song makes reference to. I wanted Tony Allen to see a photograph that has deeply affected me. It's of a small boat groaning under the weight of a couple hundred migrants, taken from above. It's a shocking picture. Allen shakes his head and reflects on how life is so horrible for these people back home that they're willing to risk it all. For them, he says, it's like playing the lottery. I ask him, what do you do? How do you fix this?
I don't have no solution. My own solution is that if they can stay back home and then ask for aid, get the aid and make use of it back home there, it will be better.
I think if you were to ask kind of smart people in Nigeria what to do, they would say, well, the government should stop being so corrupt and then there would be more money to invest in people back home and then these people wouldn't have to leave.
The government of their place? The government of their place, I mean, you know, every African government, they just think about themselves. There's no any social assistance or anything in the country. Making the people make their move. I made my move because my country is just becoming crazy and I'm a musician and I need to operate. It's the nightlife died, you know, and I work in the night, and I'm not going to do any other job because I was doing other jobs before. I decided to be strictly a musician and professional, and then I'm not going back to that. So I need to pursue what I had in my hand.